Chapter 8. Rex. Honey is unhappy. She is sitting still and she is eating. She is not doing anything different. It is only on her channel to us that she is being unhappy. I understand that this is because she does not want Master to know. We should not keep things from Master. Perhaps I should tell Master about Honey, then. If Master asked, I would have to. Perhaps that means I do not have to unless he asks. Or why would Master have arranged things this way? I am not entirely satisfied with my logic, but there is nobody I can ask to help me with it. I am whining again, deep in my throat. Something is going wrong. Like heart with the comms outages. I cannot find it to stop it. I just know the wrongness is there. Honey tells us we should all eat as much as we can. We are about to go and fight the enemy in a big attack. Master has found where all the enemy have gone. So many enemy that all of us and all our human friends will go and fight them. We have to fight them until there are none left. Then we must dispose of the bodies. Master was very clear about this. But this is not why Honey says to eat. Honey thinks something else is going to happen. Honey says be ready. Heart is going through my systems again, checking them one by one. It tickles when he is in my head. Feedback chip, database, comms, targeting, hierarchy, each tested in turn. He says I am in good shape. He scratches me where I like it, under my chin, where my jaw implants ache sometimes. I like Heart. Heart does not like Master. I can smell it on him. Heart also thinks something is going to happen. Perhaps I should tell Heart about Honey, but I don't. I don't know why, but I don't. Dragon and Honey and I gulp down our ration packs. We can eat lots of things, but ration packs are the best for us. They have recommended vitamins and minerals. Bees has charged up fully from her station and has requisitioned 20% additional units. Because we are about to fight, everyone gets everything they ask for. Alain Asanto walks past and speaks to Heart. She worries Heart. She worries Master and makes him angry. Now she is not scared anymore. I cannot tell what she is feeling. Her clothes have a buzz to them. Or perhaps it is not her clothes. Perhaps it is her. Honey's channel. It is her. Alain Asanto is not in my hierarchy. She is not enemy. But she is not just a human like most of them. She is important to Heart and Master. I do not know what she is or how I am supposed to react to her. I think that means I can investigate her. It will be like the camp when comms went down. I will send in Bees. Bees channel. Clarify objective. I tell Bees I want to know about Alain Asanto. Bees channel. Clarify objective further. I don't know what I want to know. I just want to know. Bees channel. Uncomplimentary emoticon. But Bees does what she is told and sends some units to fly close to Alain Asanto and deploy her special senses. Senses that nobody else has. Bees says that even Master and Heart do not know all the things she can sense. I speak to Honey. Tell me. Honey's channel is silent. Dragon's channel. I think Alain Asanto is a special objective. Meaning one that he will be given orders about. Master and some of the Red Mark officers are looking at a satellite view of the enemy. To me, it just looks like the other camp, only much, much bigger, and with more structures. Village, says my database. Soon it will be much, much smaller, with no structures at all. When the bodies have been burned and buried, there will be very little left. Honey's channel. All the evidence will be gone. Bee's channel. Receiving. Encrypted signal detected. Decrypting. 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 All around us, B's units come to rest as she links them into her decryption effort, applying more and more processing power. I want to tell her to stop, but she is doing what I ordered in her own way. Was this what I wanted to find out? I am unable to decide. Honey's channel. Be ready. I want to ask, ready for what? But Honey is standing up, shaking crumbs off her coat. Honey is checking the systems of her elephant gun. Dragon is running diagnostics on his targeting software. Bees is decrypting. This is not even something that Bees is supposed to be able to do. I look to Master. He is sub-vocalizing to his officers, but my ears can hear his voice still. It is not wrong to eavesdrop, if they built me that way. He says, "Keep her busy here, but I need you to make sure you find plenty of weapons, bomb parts, all the usual. It's not as though anyone's going to be asking too many questions, but this needs to look like just another anarchisted training camp." B's channel. Decryption complete. And then I can hear Alain Asanto's hidden transmission, the one she is sending with her implants and her clothing. Suspect this is the cleanup. They'll send in the bioforms to get rid of the evidence of the chem attacks. Please say you can send me some kind of backup, or we're looking at hundreds of civilian casualties at the very least. I hear Hart swear. His eyes are very wide, and they're on Asanto, and I realize he was connected to B's systems, and he has heard all this.